It's time now for the daily service led by the Reverend Dr. Sam Wells.
Good morning, and may the Lord be with you. This week, we are recalling the outbreak of the First World War through three people whose lives and memories were profoundly shaped by it. Edith Cavell was a nurse from Norfolk who in 1907, at the age of 42, became matron of a major nursing school in Brussels. She was one of the most influential nurses in Belgium. At the outbreak of war, she was staying with her mother in Norfolk, but she courageously returned to Brussels and worked with the Red Cross. From November 1914, she began sheltering British and French soldiers who sought to return home and Belgians who were trying to escape the German occupation. Eventually, in 1915, having saved more than 200 lives, she was executed for assisting the enemy. The night before she died, she sang this hymn. Let us pray. Lord God, your Son, Jesus, did not need to come among us, but he did so at the cost of his life. Your servant, Edith Cavell, did not need to return to Belgium, but she did so and laid down her life that others might live. Give us courage to do things we do not need to do, but which nonetheless follow in your Son's footsteps and set your people free. Amen.
Amen.
The reason Edith Cavell's life speaks to us 100 years after she died is that she did what Jesus did. She laid down her one life that countless others might live. She followed in Jesus' footsteps. For all the horror of the First World War, it yet offers us examples of people who show us the heart of God. These are Jesus' words from John chapter 15 that call us to live lives like Edith Cavell.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Perhaps the most remarkable thing about Edith Cavell was that she seemed to show no fear of death. When it came to her trial, she simply explained what she had done in funneling soldiers across the Dutch border, and she faced the consequences. Others were appalled at her punishment, but she was not. She said the night before she died, "I have no fear or shrinking. I have seen death so often, it is not strange or fearful to me." In this way, her career and calling as a nurse was all of her peace with her sacrificial death. On her last evening, she also said the famous words, "Patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness towards anyone." From a distance of 100 years, it's perhaps hard to understand how radical such sentiments were in 1915 at the height of the war. Men were going to the front and being told that patriotism was everything. Why else would they be giving up their life if it wasn't everything? Yet here, this extraordinarily courageous woman was saying that patriotism wasn't everything. There was something more important. What it meant was that she hadn't saved all those men's lives to help the war effort. She'd done so because she loved them and she longed to set them free. So at the same time, she became both a trophy of the war effort and a woman whose witness transcended the commitments the British people were being called to. She showed it was possible to keep your integrity and witness to Christ and embody the kingdom of God even in the midst of the most punishing and terrifying realities of war. If she could do it, maybe we can face our own struggles with hope and inspiration gained from her example. John McCrae's words and Carl Jenkins' music reflect the mood of the Flanders fields where Edith Cavell lived and so many died, and where she died that so many might live. Our choir this week is the St. Martin's Voices, directed by Andrew Eyris, with organist Sean Turnbull. It's time for our prayers. Caring God, you sent Edith Cavell as a nurse to abide with those who were injured, ill, and in pain. Abide with any today who find themselves in hospital, in need of constant care, or facing the prospect of their own death. Inspire all called to be nurses and empower those who must look suffering in the face every day. Liberating God, in Jesus, you laid down your life to set us free. Raise up examples like Edith Cavell of people who will imitate your ways and lay down their lives to bring freedom to others. Work in our own lives and show us ways where we may bring life to others, even at real cost to ourselves. Faithful God, in Edith Cavell, you showed us a person who had nothing to hide or deny in the face of accusations and threats. You know how much of our lives are spent in deceit and dissembling. Wash us with your mercy and cleanse us with your truth, that we may stand before you and others with no story but your story and no hope but your hope. 69 years ago today, an atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, causing the greatest death toll of any day in the history of warfare. As we say the Lord's Prayer, we pray for the forgiveness of sins and deliverance from evil. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tomorrow's service, I move on from Edith Cavell to Dick Shepherd, my predecessor as Vicar of St. Martin the Fields in London's Trafalgar Square. At the end of the First World War, the British organist and composer Walter Greatorex wrote this hymn tune, which has now become most associated with Timothy Dudley Smith's rendering of Mary's song, Tell Out My Soul. May we sing it this morning with the spirit of Edith Cavell. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen.
Amen.